Hi, my name is Rob McLeod. I am the new director of the Sackville Citizens Band.
I'm Bill Costin, and I am a member of the band, and longtime member of the band, and I am the de facto president at this point.
Okay, so I guess the headline is the band is back. Tell me about that.
That's right, the band is back. So as we all know, COVID was a very difficult time for everybody in most situations, and so the last full band concert that we played was in December of 2019. And then after that, because of COVID, the band stopped getting together, no practicing, no playing. So we have kind of gone into a limbo for a little while, and we started practicing again, trying to get people back. Everybody's interested in getting involved again, so this is the result of that. So we have our first spring concert in 3 years, so that's what this is all about. It's a celebration.
What kind of a band are we talking about here? For people who might be new to Sackville since 2019, what is the Sackville Citizens Band musically? What are we talking about?
It's a concert band, so it has a number of different names. Sometimes it's called a wind ensemble, which is a kind of a misnomer because wind ensembles also include percussion. But it's a standard concert band with brass and woodwinds and percussion, playing all kinds of varied repertoire.
Yeah. So how many musicians do you have currently, or how many musicians will be on the stage for this concert?
I think we have 25 on stage, and which is actually grown within the last. I've only been back to Sackville for the past month. We sort of picked this up a month ago, and in that time we've almost doubled in size. So just by word of mouth and enthusiasm. So.
Now you say you've only been back for a month. Were you a former resident of Sackville?
I grew up here. I went to Tantramar. I'm an ex-Titan. And I went to Mount A in the music department, but then decided that I wasn't going to make my life in the world as a professional musician in Sackville. So I moved to Vancouver, and I've been there for the last 35 years, so doing everything from conducting to music education to performing.
Okay, and what brings you back to Sackville now?
Retirement and the family farm. So, yeah, no, it's time for everything to slow down, and it's time. I've been coming back every year for 25 years, but it's time to move home and be a part of this community again.
So, Bill, what instrument is your specialty?
Oh, I'm a French horn player, and like Rob, I'm local. I was born and raised in Amherst. I'm a product of the Amherst Band Program. Started playing in the original band in 1967, and I moved away to be a professional musician and had a full career in music, and then went into private business. I moved back here, family things again. I lived in Amherst, and I live now in Sackville and perform here. Same thing.
As this band gets started again, you say the interest has already been growing, but you are still looking to generate some more interest, right? You're looking for more musicians in town to step up and take part?
We definitely are. The Sackville Citizens Band has its roots back in the late 1800s. So the band in its present form is around 1902, 1903. And we were a military band. We were part of the 8th Hussars. And I was a member of the band when I was in university here. And then the militia changed it all, and we became no longer a military band. And we continued to be a citizens band, and we had very strong membership back in with Charlie Estabrooks in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, and then of course the Armories was torn down because of issues, and then we were no longer a military band, and we just kind of slowly started to it just wasn't the same. And so that band at that time was 30-35 members, and we'd love to see that back again. Pursue that. I mean, this is part of who Sackville is. Citizens Band, there's pictures of us in the First World War marching the soldiers down to the train station where they were sent off to the trains to fight the First World War. So we have a long tradition here, and we'd like to continue it.
I guess it's a real the more the merrier kind of type of music that you're playing, right? Like the bigger the sound with the more players?
It's an interesting concept because a concert band is not like a hockey team where you have five different positions. When we have 25 players, that's 25 individuals playing 25 individual parts. And the score itself will call for anywhere up to 40, depending on the complexity of the music. And so we're fielding an incredibly strong team, but there are parts that are missing. And it's always the things like tubas and percussion and everything, the bigger instruments, which are hard to find people out there. But it's amazing. Like Bill, I had my roots as a musician here in Sackville with Charlie Estabrooks and the Sackville Citizens Band. And I joined the band and I started playing tuba because I was the only one at the time who was young enough and healthy enough to march and carry a tuba at the same time. That's sort of in many, many ways kickstarted. So it's quite an honor for me to come back and sort of carry on that legacy. But within the band itself now, and it's quite humbling, we have a lot of Mount A alumni, and there are four or five retired faculty members from the music department who are playing in the band. So the caliber is extremely high. And so with including Bill, we probably have, out of the 25, probably seven or eight retired professional musicians. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
All right. So what can people expect from this concert on Wednesday?
Well, so we've called it Longing, Belonging, Loss, and Love. The music reflects those four very, very emotional things. COVID has been a very difficult situation for everybody. And during that time, there has been a sense of loss of belonging to various groups. There has been loss, you know, some of our members have lost their partners, passed away. And we have had, what's bringing us back is a love of music. And so this music reflects that, and Rob has chosen some great repertoire that really is a treat to play. Very emotional music, some of it. It just sends shivers up your backbone. And so that's basically the concert. It's you know, we hope it's something for everybody, obviously, and we're looking forward to drawing people out to a new era.
I was just going to say that the interesting thing about a concert band, because you asked, you know, what is this ensemble? It's the repertoire spans everything from something which is kind of concert in the park, vaudevillian kind of, let's just you know, toe tapping, the kind of stuff you'd listen to at the circus. But there's a lot of music, as Bill was referencing, that we can explore as an ensemble, which is more like in the classical repertoire you call it a tone poem. And what it does is tell a story, and you're experimenting with and dealing with some pretty in-depth concepts and storylines. And for instance, we're playing a piece called Shenandoah, which everybody knows the Shenandoah folk song. But very few people know all the history behind it and the depth of it and the beauty of it. And, you know, so exploring and experimenting with some of those things actually is quite a wonderful journey for all of us as an ensemble. And I think that's part of coming together as a community, because there's not a lot of places where we exist in society where this many people will sit down and work together on the same kind of highly emotional content, working together to produce a single work of art. And it's thrilling, and the end product is, like Bill says, it does send shivers. So
all right, we're looking forward to Wednesday.
Yes, thank you. And it's at Brunton Auditorium, 7:30 p.m. Admission is free, although we will take donations. You know, obviously, we're like any other community group. You know, we strive for funds, and we'd love to see the place full.
That was Rob McLeod and Bill Costin of the Sackville Citizens Band. As you heard Bill say, the freshly reformed band debuts this Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at the Brunton Auditorium in the Mount Allison Music Conservatory right on Main Street in Sackville.